The two protesters being held on a Japanese whaling ship in the Southern Ocean have been returned to their crew on board the Steve Irwin. Ben Potts and Giles Lane had been held aboard the Yushin Maru No. 2 for 2.5 days. Both the Japanese crew and the protesters accuse each other of breaking the law during the protest action, and the Australian Federal Police is investigating the claims. The activists' detention has done nothing to curtail the protests of the Steve Irwin's crew, which today tried to interfere with the Japanese ship's propeller. Tom Eagledon reports.
This morning's high seas repatriation of protesters Ben Potts and Giles Lane was pulled off without a hitch technically, but wasn't without its delicate diplomatic moments. Mr. Potts and Mr. Lane boarded the Japanese whaler the Yushin Maru No. 2 illegally, say Japanese whaling officials, and the Sea Shepherd Conservation Organisation, which owns the Steve Irwin where the protesters came from, refused to call off its chase of the Japanese whaling fleet. Foreign Minister Steve Smith says Australia was forced to intervene.
We had difficulty in getting the captains of the two ships to cooperate. I suppose in some respects that's no surprise given the history of events.
Both sides call each other terrorists. The protesters say Japan's whale hunt is illegal and, as PM revealed yesterday, an international maritime convention may oblige the Australian government to prosecute Mr. Potts and Mr. Lane if they return to Australia.
People have drawn allegation and counter-allegation to the attention of the Australian Federal Police. The Australian Federal Police will evaluate these matters, and I've made it clear that if anyone, wherever they come from, whether they come from the Sea Shepherd, whether they come from Greenpeace, whether they come from the Japanese whaling fleet, if anyone does anything which is unlawful or illegal, then not only do we not condone that, we absolutely condemn it.
There could also be some legal issues for the Japanese whaler that held Mr. Potts and Mr. Lane for almost 3 days. Mr. Potts is claiming some of the Japanese sailors tried to throw him overboard.
The crewman picked me up by my shoulders. The gunner, the harpooner who harpoons the whales, picked up my legs and they started dragging me over to the side rail. I was holding onto another rail. They knocked my arm off that and then they attempted to lift me over the rail. I put my boot into the rail and kicked myself away from the edge.
Did you have any sympathy at all for their actions, given, I suppose, from their point of view, this is their livelihood and something that they need to keep doing?
This is their livelihood. I tell you what, it's not a very nice job. They're up to their armpits in blood and guts. They're harpooning these intelligent creatures that are screaming out in agony.
Was there any apology at any stage for the violence that ensued when you first arrived on the boat?
They were apologising profusely, I think in an attempt to get us to cooperate with them. We let them know that we were going to go on a hunger strike if they didn't meet our demands for contact with our governments.
Did you go ahead with that?
Pretty much. We set the deadline at 6 and at that point we received the information that customs wanted to speak to us, and so it wasn't necessary, but certainly it had the desired effect of getting information out of them. I think they were backtracking fast.
Tom Eagledon with that report, and PM tried to contact Japanese whaling organisations for a response to Mr. Potts' claim that Japanese sailors tried to throw him overboard, but none of our phone calls were returned.